Chapter 3. Contemplating the Nature of Anger. Dear Prawn, You may be wondering why, in my previous letters, I did not mention the nature and process of anger first, as it seems like the top of the agenda. Instead, I have put this subject in the third letter, which may seem a bit strange to you. Let me explain my decision. When angry, you are unlikely to have enough senses to learn extensively about its nature. As when your house is on fire, the first thing you should do is to rush to put it out, instead of wondering about the culprit. Should you worry about looking for the astonished and neglecting to extinguish the fire in time, before you know it, all that will be left of your house will be a mound of ashes. Thus it is with anger. When you are under the influence of anger, the first thing to do before all else is to take care of it, like tending to a wound with first aid kit and keeping it at bay. Then you can go on to learn how to fix your anger systematically. Does it now make sense to you why I kept the subject of the nature and process of anger until the third letter? Anger has its synonyms in the word rage and fury, meaning indignation, resentment, as well as an overt show of hostility and malice. The rage of fury is among the top CEOs of all defilements. The three leading defilements are as follows. 1. Lust, being carnal desire, appetite, attachment to the sight, the taste, the smell, the sound, and the touch, agreeable, desirable, and pleasing thoughts. 2. Anger, being indignation, rage, hostility, malice, spite, grudge, vindictiveness. 3. Delusion, being ignorance, misapprehension, fallacy, folly, naivety, not knowing the world and life as it is, or inanity. These three defilements are the mothers of the multifarious and multitudinous vices, which are harbored by human beings. As the common expression goes, 1,500 defilements and 108 lusts. Minor defilements are but offshoots of the three major defilements. Lust, anger, and delusion share the common characteristic of being fundamental defilements that branch out into minor vices. Their differences, according to the Buddha, lies in the degree of harm they inflicted and their speed of subsiding. Lust is less harmful, but slow to subside. Anger is very harmful, but quick to subside. Delusion is also very harmful, but slow to subside. Of these three defilements, delusion is the worst. We may recognize delusion by its alternative name, ignorance. You may find ignorance a more familiar term. Most Thais are accustomed to hearing and using this word, but frequent usage does not necessarily mean they understand it thoroughly. As the stories go, and Abba began his sermon to a congregation by means of catechism. Who among you knows what a visha is?
Don't know, my grace.
Grandma Mian, who was nearest to the pulpit, answered loudly and clearly before anyone else could capture the sense. It was obvious she did not have a clue.
Good. You are really clever. Grandma Mian,
I didn't expect to find someone like you so well-versed in higher Buddhist scripture. The abbess spoke highly of Grandma Mian. Other members of the congregation were dumbstruck. Grandma Mian was even more dumbfounded, since what she had answered innocently by ignorance had hit the right meaning. Everyone came to an understanding when the abbot explained loudly and clearly that avisha means not knowing the true way of the world and about life. The word comes from the prefix a or not, and the word visha means knowledge. Put together, it means the opposite of knowledge. Hence, ignorance. The congregation found this so amusing that they burst out laughing. Grandma Mian, on the other hand, scratched her head, not knowing how to respond, whether to accept the phrase for her naive but correct answer, or to be ashamed of herself for responding so spontaneously and bluntly. Back to anger and rage. Anger easily comes and goes. Its mercurial nature does not mean that it is not harmful. On the contrary, anger comes quickly, does a lot of harm, and soon subsides. The most pertinent analogy for anger is raging fire. Fire starts in a flash of an instant. It blazes and rages, causing major damage. Then it dies down, as soon as the tinder burns out. Thus, there is an old Thai adage that says, 10 robberies do not amount to one single fire. Such is the nature of anger. Despite occurring quickly, raising quickly, and quickly extinguishing, its harm is no less deleterious than a house on fire. However, quickly extinguishing is used only in relation to greed and delusion. For some individuals, anger once harbored and settled can leave sediment in mind for decades or throughout a whole life. For others, it may indeed quickly extinguishing as long as they are mindful and see through it illusion, as a mere emotion that is impermanent, causing suffering, and often non-self nature. Being transcendent, it comes and goes as a matter of course. How does anger manifest itself? I would like to explain the process of anger in my own simple way, as follows. It starts out from an impact, which leads to the stage of excite, and finally turn into an act. Once somebody does something you find not up to your expectations, you respond by being indignant, upset, and agitated. This is what I called impact. Once impact, the anger that would otherwise settle in your mind may be disturbed and stroke up like a smoldering fire. In a slight wind, it flares up into flame. This is what I call excite. After anger is provoked into agitation and the person loses his control, cannot restrain himself
and blurs into anger. Showing overt fury by ways of fatal expression, action, word, or physical assault, or by destroying objects at hand, etc. This is what I call act. In the process, anger progresses through its respective degrees. Now, if you are angry, I would like to ask you to observe your own mental state, whether it corresponds with the process I have delineated here. If you find it irrelevant or deviant, please write and discuss it with me. I always welcome differing views. Your teacher.